محمد يا رب صلي عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد يا رب صلي عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد يا رب صلي عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد يا رب صلي عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد يا رب صلي عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يدلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. I greet everyone with the most beautiful greeting, the greeting of Islam as well as the greeting of Jannah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us in this difficult times that we can still be present in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hassle. Alhamdulillah, this is a great bounty of Allah. We send our choicest salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashraful makhluqat, the greatest and best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. And we, the Ummah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are so blessed that we in today's life we can still say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us that we can be true followers of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see what is happening globally. Allahu Akbar, it's a revolution. It is where haq and batil are at headlock with each other. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised to us, mashaAllah, what will happen with haqq and what will happen with the batil. And we understand when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at a very crucial and critical time in history, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkatul Mukarrama. And he, from his own words, mentioned also what will transpire with haqq and what will transpire with the batil. And today we will touch base on that, Jama'atul Muslimin, because indeed what we are facing, it's a battle between haqq, which is truthfulness, and batil, which is falsehood. And we are the ummah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know what the truth is. We have the Quran, which we know it. It is al-haqq. It is the truth. It is astaqul hadith. It is the best speech. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, astaqul hadith kalamullah. That the best speech is this, the words and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're looking for guidance. We are the ummah of the one who came to guide us. Rahmatan lil alameen. He is Nabi, a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was al-Mustafa, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance, for the hidayah of mankind. Jama'atul Muslimin, allow us to be true followers of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for indeed, Imam of Jama'atul Muslimin, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with the truth. He was sent as a guide to us, a true guide, and following asdaqul hadith kalamullah, the best speech being the words of Allah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wa khayrul hadi, hadi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you follow the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will truly be successful. In Jamaatul Muslimin today, a verse that we want to read inshaAllah ta'ala and to speak about and to spend some time surrounding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean with regards to this verse. We will inshaAllah ta'ala mention. As-salamu alaykum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم in Surah Al-Anbiya verse number 42. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهُ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us that, and never think that Allah is unaware of what the wrongdoers do. Never. We might feel despondent, Jama'atul Muslimin. And we see the narrative out there and we see how people try to justify the wrongdoings. And sometimes they get it right. Sometimes, wallahi, I spoke to one of my friends the other day and he said, as he went to work, he spoke to some of the Christians of our time. They are here. They've been living with us and mashallah, you know, in the same era, in the same time. But when it was spoken about Palestine and the occupied state, and they said, but why don't they just leave? You know, why would they tolerate this? So we explained to them, my friend, he said, but it's their lands. It's their lands. Why should they leave? So they said, what do you mean it's their lands? So people are not even aware that Palestine belongs to, strangely, Palestine belonged to Palestinians. People are not aware of that. Palestine, somehow, the narrative has been painted so beautifully that it belongs to an occupier. And people are believing this. And now when we start to talk about it, remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. You know, there will come a time that they will be in horror. They will stand in front of the Maker and the Creator of the world. And they will be horrified because of their actions. But now we know that Allah is the one giving guidance. Those who don't accept the rightly guided one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَخَيْرُ الْهَدِي هَدِي مُحَمَّدٍ. The best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad. Those who don't accept Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will not be on true guidance. So they will be horrified the day of Qiyamah, standing in front of the Lord of the worlds, going to ask them, who did you follow? Your whims, your fancies, your leaders, bring them forth now. As Allah will say, the day of Qiyamah, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Come, bring forth your kings. Bring forth who you had so much thought about. They were in power. They were the ones that aid you. Let them come and help you today. Bring them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a rhetorical question, Jama'atul Muslimin. Something that we can't answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the very question, Allah answers it. Who is the king today? And who will be able to stand up against the king of the day of judgment? None, wallahi, no one will be able, kalla, never. They will be horrified. But the true believers, the truthful ones, will stand in awe. And they can't wait to meet the great Lord Allah. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we will say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, enter into my Jannah without hisab. Ameen. We are the true believers. Live as true believers, inshaAllah ta'ala. Look at what is haqq and look at what is batil. Being a Muslim is very easy. That's why don't feel despondent when you debate or have conversation with the opposite party. Those who don't understand, they are not Muslim. They don't believe like us. Don't be despondent. Don't say, how can you not see? No. Allah is the one that plays veils. It is our duty to just give the word. It's our duty just to make tabligh, to convey the message. بلغوا عني ولو آية. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned, convey my message even if it is with one verse. So inshallah ta'ala, we are now at such a crucial time that we need to equip ourselves with what is truth, because we have the truth. Imagine we have the truth and we don't know the truth. Ajib. We are the mu'min and the Muslim. We know the truth. We have it in front of us, but we don't know the truth. And we can see it when it comes to some. When those who are very confident on the opposite side, they speak to us. And for those who are unaware and not knowing the truth, it's an easy battle for them to win. But I always mention, choose your battles. But when it comes to the war, we know who's going to win the war. We're not even going to question the war. The battles we'll choose. Our battles we'll choose. I will know, yeah, this is where I draw the line. I'm not equipped. Inshallah, speak to somebody who's equipped. It's a battle that I choose.
When I speak about Palestine, I'm not equipped enough to debate you on this, but I can direct you to somebody who will give you a lekker hiding, mashallah, when it comes to Palestine. So come. Right? That is what we do. That is what is called having a conscience. That is what is called protecting our faith and our iman and assisting our deen. Don't go there, you know, and then they slaughter you. That is not what we want. Know our place. Know our stance. Many a times people ask me questions. Wallahi, I don't have all the answers. And mashallah, you can ask my community. I'll say, inshallah, I will get back to you. Bidnillah. No problem with that. Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu wajha, the answer that he gave the most in his lifetime was what? La adri. Who's this? Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the brave one, the brother-in-law, the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I don't know. His answer was always, I don't know. Not my, you know, sometimes we would think, did Ali not know? He knew. But he was so afraid of saying the wrong thing. Wallahi. And today we just, you know, our tongue's got no bone, like they say. It just goes. We say whatever. And subhanAllah, sometimes we're harming ourselves. Sometimes we're harming the believers. Sometimes we're harming our parents just because of our actions, because we don't know where to stop. But may Allah allow us understanding. Jamaatul Muslimin, with this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never think that Allah is unaware. Allah is aware of what is transpiring. Allah is aware of what the wrongdoers are doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He only delays them for a day when eyes will stare in horror. And we know when that day is. That's the day that we will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this verse, mashallah, is a beautiful verse. But there's certain things that's a build up to this verse. Look at what Allah subhanahu, that's verse number 42 in Surah Al-Ibrahim. In verse number 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. This is hope for us. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Lord, we must ask Allah. Allah teach us how to ask Allah in supplication. And if we don't know how to make dua, Allah is our teacher. Allah teach us how to make dua. Allah say, Rabbana, O our Lord, we ask you, Ya Allah, اغفر لي ولوالدي, forgive me and my parents, وللمؤمنين, and forgive the believers as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يوم يقوم الحساب, the day the account is established. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in the verse prior to that, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ دُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, My Lord, make me an establisher of prayer. Jamaatul Muslimin, prayer, salah, this is a true power station of a believer. The best conversation that you can have with your Creator is in salah. The best conversation. You sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever an affliction came, whenever something good transpired, whenever, whatever the situation was, he would revert back into salah. Speaking to his creator, Jalla Jalalu, with what? With his own words? How do we speak to Allah with whose words? With whose words? With Allah's words. We're speaking to Allah, our creator, with Allah's words. And who's responding? The creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to us when we read. So it's imperative for us. The best speech is the speech of Allah, kalamullah. And we use it in the best form of prayer in salah. And the best place that you can be in salah is where? At the lowest point in your sujood. When you show Allah your humility, you show Allah, Ya Allah, I am nothing. Here I am. Now is the time for what? In the best place? Now is the time for dua. Now is the time you reach out to Allah. Oh Allah, the atrocities that's happening in this globe. Ya Allah, you are the one that can bring justice, Ya Rab. Oh Allah, bring justice. Oh Allah, you are the one that can grant victory, Ya Rab. Oh Allah, grant victory to our brothers. This is how we should cry in our best place, in the best form of worship, using the best kalam, the best speech. And that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry, Jamaatul Muslimin. Soften our hearts. Allah mentioned in the Quran what can happen to a human being. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ, that their hearts can become hardened like what? Like stone. Like stone. Some of our hearts are so hard. We see the atrocities, we can't even shed a tear. We are being normalized by social media. Normalized. How were we driven when the cause started? When Hamas did their first engagement with the occupied state. How did we feel? Allah Allahu Akbar with takbir. Why? MashaAllah. Here's an opening. Here's hope coming. The narrative started to change. We saw social media being, MashaAllah. The correct narrative at last is coming out. And then what do? They say, now we cut off your internet. Now we cut off your water. Now, MashaAllah, that's what happened. And we were high, going into marches and protesters. Where are we now? Where are we now? And that is why this verse was recited. My Lord, make it that make me an establisher of prayer. You know, we can go on how many marches, but they don't pray. That march is meaning means absolutely nothing to us. Right? That means nothing to us. Fajr needs to be, the masajid needs to be full. Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Show the West. You think we need you? We never needed you. Yeah, you might think so. We were weak. And we probably will still be weak. But uqsumu billah, we as Muslims, we take a vouch by Allah that we know that you are not the provider. Allah is the provider. Many people say, why should we boycott? Why should we not boycott? Why not? Boycott, man. Why should they make such a big bahai about it? You know, when Biden can say, Astaghfirullah, I mentioned his name in Jummah today. Forgive me, Arab. But he can say, don't worry about these Muslims. You know, they will boycott for a week or two or 3 weeks and then they will run back to our products. This is what the non-Muslim, this is what the Zionist supporter, if he's not a Zionist himself, this is what he thinks of us as Muslim. As mu'min, are we so weak, Jamaatul Muslim? Boycott happened in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam approved boycott. It's evident. When they boycotted the Muslims, what did they do? Like the Palestinians, they pushed them into a certain corner. What did they do? They deprived them of food. They deprived them of water. To such a stage that what did the Sahaba do? They had to eat leaves from tree. That's what's happening today, Jamaat Muslim. They were boycotting the Muslims. Was it a form of weakness to a Muslim? Never. You can boycott us for as much. You know, who fears? If we boycott them, they fear. Because what are they after? Power, money, rulership. That's what they after. Who is the true ruler? Allah. A believer don't have no fear. We know that Allah is the true ruler. Why should we fear? Take your products. We don't want it. We have such great, great people among us that can do so much. Subhanallah. You know, Facebook. We're looking at Facebook today. Close down Facebook, man. Make a truth book. We have Muslims that can do that. You know, we have IT specialists in the Muslim. Why not opening truth book and make it free? You know, free for everyone. Join. You know, you will get all your why. Why must we worry about what they say now? They want to censor. Why? We do it. We open our own. We will not censor no one. We will put all the news on there. Oh, you want to advertise? Free, my brother. Come, yes, advertising free. Do you know what will happen? Everybody will be on Truthbook. Facebook will be no longer. But somehow we stick to Facebook. Why are we supporting these guys? We have so much power in our hands, Jamaatul Muslimin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day show us. Every day Allah show us what we can do as a nation. 1.6 billion. We are a quarter. Of every single one that is alive on earth today. You think we cannot have an impact? We will have an impact. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jamaatul Muslimin. Truth is something amazing. My time, subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran such a beautiful verse that we must just ponder about, because today is a battle, like we said, truth against batil. The truth against the falsehood. And Allah says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say to them, O Muhammad. Allah gives us a promise. Allah gives us a promise, His creation. I'm not saying the Muslims. Allah gives the creation a promise. Because some people out there, they don't believe that what these people are doing, the occupiers, is right. Many doesn't. So Allah speaks to everyone and Allah says that, say to them, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truth will remain and the truth has came. There is nothing that you will be able to take away from the truth. Because Allah promised that the truth is here, it's established. Allah gave us a deen, Allahu Akbar, that no other deen has. Allah gives us kamal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu. Allah give us perfection in deen. No other deen can say that the deen is perfect. It's been tampered with. We know about it. They know about it. The world globally knows about it. They even doubt their own religion today. Do we? Show me a Muslim that doubts his religion, a true Muslim, that doubts his religion today. None. You will not find. Why? Because of our true yaqeen, our conviction in that what Allah says is the truth and nobody can tell us any different. That is the haq and it will remain. Because Allah told the Prophet ﷺ, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ, that the truth, it will remain. Tell them, O Muhammad ﷺ, that the truth will remain. وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. And Allah promised, what does Allah promise? That the batil, the falsehood, it will perish. It will depart. It will be here for a time. Jamaatul Muslimin, remember, what is happening now is not something strange. Somehow we are becoming very emotional. And we must. We are emotional not because of what is transpiring. That is what we need to do. What we are emotional about is because of how these people go about to hurt believers and to hurt other people. That is, we are not emotional because of the situation. We know Allah, Rasulullah spoke to us about it. We know these things are going to happen. It's not going to change. There's going to be pharaohs, fara'een in every era. There's a Fir'aun here. And we see the Fir'aun. Who's the Fir'aun of today? America. Who's the Fir'aun of today? The occupied state. They are fara'een. They are oppressors. But look, wallahi, look, Qarun. Look at them. They all were this powerful. Whether it came to power, whether it came to might, whether it came to finance. Many of them. Subhanallah. Look at Fir'aun. He thought he was Allah. He said it. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. He was prepared to take on the Almighty, Jalla Jalalu. I want to see who is this Lord of Moses. Let me see. I'll destroy him. And what did Allah show him? Allah Ta'ala destroyed him. Look at all oppressors. And they know this. They are waiting for their time. It's so amazing. An oppressor, you always know there's going to come a time that somebody's going to come. You know, even us. You know, if we're harsh with somebody, what do we do after that? Either we feel bad about it afterwards and then we go make it right, or we will walk boastfully. Je gezien wat ik voor hem gedaan. Hij is a die, hij is a die, but when I go home and I recline, no matter who you are, brother, you can be the greatest, or you can have the most money, or you can be the most powerful. Right? When you go and recline, there's a lot of things that goes through our minds. I've oppressed someone, but I'm not going to show my weakness out there. Does Allah need that? Allah don't oppress. Allah is not a tyrant. When Allah says, it's going to happen. And there are many places in the Quran when Allah, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, don't do. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Allah says, don't even go near. It's a warning. If you're going to do this, you're going to get a bit of me. That's not tyranny. That's lordship. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being your creator, guiding you and say, don't do that. If you're going to do that, this is going to happen. Allah gives you the answer to that as well. But these oppressors, they're only looking for power and might. وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And what will happen to the batil? The batil will perish. It will inevitably come to an end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Indeed, it is falsehood by nature that is ever bound to depart. Definitely, falsehood will be overpowered by haqq. So we are the Muslims. We stand on haqq. We have a battle that we fight every day. And we choose our battles. And mashallah, I can say up till today, we are winning the battles. So let us keep that momentum. Keep on speaking about Palestine. We have to keep on speaking about Palestine. You know, I'm of the opinion also that if you don't perform your salah, we said, رَبِّ مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ دُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. We have to establish salah. We have to make salah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Right? So please, let us teach our children, not teach. Let us command our children. Let us command our families. It's time for prayer. Put everything aside for Allah. Understand the importance of prayer, my son, my daughter, my beloved wife, my beloved husband. Sometimes they need to be reminded, Jamaatul Muslimin. And we are all weak, subhanAllah. May Allah allow us to be strong when it comes to our prayer, our 5 times daily prayer especially, subhanAllah. We cannot live a life today anymore whereby we don't even perform salah. We cannot skip a waqt. It's impossible for a believer, for a Muslim to do that today. Look at what is happening to our brothers and sisters. Do we want to be the one standing in horror the day of Qiyamah facing Allah? Because Allah, the first question for us is going to be what on the day of Qiyamah? It's not going to be how did whatever your wealth and how did you know. The first question will be Salah. Come, show me. Did you perform your Salah? Oh Allah, you know, but I protested. I stood with the believers. Allah don't want to hear that. The protests and the marches is for the awareness of those who don't, who's not on haq. We must create awareness for those who are not on haq and that are unaware of what is happening. That is what the protests and the marches are for. But aid and assistance for our brothers and sisters is in what? It's in prayer. It's in salah. It's in waking up for tahajjud. It is making salatul hajat. It is making salatul awabin. It is in making shukr salah for everything that we have. This is where the aid of Allah will come. This is where the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, inshallah. So may Allah allow us that inshallah ta'ala we will be of those who will always be on prayer, inshallah ta'ala. And through our prayer, ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Salah, Allah's aid we seek through sabr and patience and salah and prayer. So let us pray inshaAllah ta'ala. And then I end off Jamaatul Muslimin with a beautiful hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My time is up. دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مكة وحول البيت ستون وثلاثمائة نصب فجعل يدعنه بعود في يده الله ويقول جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا جاء الحق وما يبدئ الباطل وما يعيد. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said that he entered Mecca when the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم entered Mecca, and then around the Kaaba was 360 monuments, 360 idols. Can we imagine? For how long were people in this dhulm, in this darkness? Yusuf came and what did he say? He started stabbing them with a stick in his hand. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did this. And this is what we're doing, social media. We're stabbing them with what you have done. We are stabbing you in your heart. Now we're showing the people the true narrative. And then Yusuf said, truth has come. What are we saying? Truth has come. Look at your social media that you have created. It is a means that Allah used today for your destruction. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah will destroy them with this. Truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Isa said, indeed falsehood was vanishing and the truth has come and falsehood does not initiate a return ever. Ameen. It must never return inshaAllah. This is the time. Rasul spoke about this time. Salahuddin Ayyubi will arise again. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Aqsa will be free again. Aqsa will be free again. We will pray in Aqsa whenever we want to, inshaAllah ta'ala. Our children will have the privilege to pray in Aqsa, inshaAllah. Without any deterrent, without any occupier. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. InshaAllah, ya Allah, destroy the occupiers, ya Allah. Shake the ground beneath them, ya Allah. Shake the grounds beneath them, ya Allah. And this is the dua that we make, ya mashaAllah, at Masjid Tuba. And we want everybody to make this. And I end off, Allahumma munzil al-kitab. O Allah, the revealer of the holy book. Sari al-hisab, the quick taker of the accounts. Ihzim al-ahzab. Please defeat the enemy forces. Allahumma zimhum wa zalzilhum. O Allah, defeat them and shake them, ya Rab. This is the dua. When Madinatul Munawwara at Khandaq was surrounded by the enemy, and subhanAllah, without the raise of a hand and a finger of the Sahaba and the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he made this dua and Allah destroyed them with what? With Allah's natural disasters, with a wind that came. Like at the time of Abraha, little birds came with little small pebbles that destroyed him. Yeah, in Madinatul Munawwara, a wind came and destroyed them. They had to leave. The battle was won without effort. This battle will be won without effort, but with effort from our side, effort in prayer. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to make dua. He had to cry for Allah, for his mercy, and beg Allah. We need to start begging Jamaatul Muslimin. Because who are we? We are beggars to Allah. And once we realize we are beggars, we will not walk with our chests out. We will not do that. We will humble ourselves. من تواضع لله رفعه الله. The one who humbles himself in front of Allah, Allah raises him in rank. وآخر دعوانا هم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين جماعة المسلمين. Just two announcements, inshallah ta'ala. شكرا. The first announcement is that, mashallah, this very, very honored announcement. The first one, Mr. Dalwai, it is sitting here with us today, the uncle here, mashallah. Our stalwarts, people that remind us that we need to be good Muslims. People that, if you look at what is in front of him, is the Quran. Whenever you come in the masjid, Quran. And he always tell me, Mawlana, you must read the book of Allah, you must read the Quran. You know, we must come to the masjid, you must make sure. I'm reminded, you must come to the masjid, Mawlana. It's alhamdulillah, Mr. Dalwai, I'll come. Many things that we hear from our elders. Today, mashallah, 83 years old. 83, may Allah grant health and strength, inshallah. Ta'ala. And not too long ago, Mr. Dalwai was tested with a huge trial. For a father to bury a son is not easy. Mr. Dalwai buried his son. But look at this. Still going strong. His trust is in Allah. His yaqeen is in Allah. His acceptance is with Allah. And Allah will truly reward him and the family. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So, and also we have Kaka. Yesterday we all know K.W. Parker, mashallah, who is, mashallah, one of the founders of Usami Masjid. Served on Siddiqui Masjid and at Masjid Tuba. Kaka turned 88 years old yesterday. MashaAllah, Kaka, we make dua that Allah must grant him khairat and barakat and rahmat and tajalliyat. Allah reward him immensely and abundantly for all the good work that they have done, MashaAllah. They are always in our du'as, and please keep them in your du'as as well. And then, for the community, please support the Thornton Islamic Society. They have their annual food fair and fun fair. This year, it's with a bit of difference. It will be on the 3rd of October, inshallah, the 3rd of December, inshallah ta'ala. Go and support them. Why? Why are we doing this? Because, alhamdulillah, they were struggling now. At this moment, mashallah, they have been given grounds, bi'idhnillah ta'ala, to build a masjid. So the ummah, mashallah, is moving. So we must be the ones to assist now. So inshallah ta'ala, be generous. Go out. All they want us to do is to come out in the masses and to support them, inshallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us, bi'idhnillahi tabarak wa ta'ala, to go and support. And may we have a hand in this beautiful house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be established, and it will be a means of sadaqatun jariyah for us. And shukran for the brother who gave me this card. I see it's a black card. I can tap anyway, mashallah. Now it's Mr. I think it's Isop. Mr. I can't see the first initials. Something in Isop, inshallah ta'ala. You can come and fetch it by me, inshallah ta'ala, after Jumu'ah. Jazakumullah khairan. Sunday, 26th of December, November, don't forget, we have the Qurra line up that you do not want to miss. Sheikh Ismail Lont will be here. Qari Harun Mus will be here. Subhanallah, come in the masses. Bring your family, bring everyone to Masjid Tuba. 26th, inshallah, we start after Dhuhr. Bi'idhnillahi tabarak wa ta'ala, for a day that will be just for the Quran. Just listening to the beautiful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless you all, inshallah. Salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها المتقون اتقوا الله اتقوا الله اتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار صدق الله العظيم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا صدق الله العظيم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مكة وحول البيت 60 و300 نصب فجعل يطعنها بعود في يده ويقول جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا جاء الحق وما يبدئ الباطل وما يعيد أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبه رضي الله تعالى عنهم عن كل صحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ولا معهم اللهم منزل الكتاب سريع الحساب اهزم الأحزاب اللهم اهزمهم
اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزلهم زمزمهم وزلزلهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم رحمكم الله أقيموا الصلاة
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح كن قامة الصلاة كن قامة الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استوى يعتلي يرحمكم الله صلوا صلاة مودع. Close all the gaps, inshallah ta'ala. Straightening the sufuf is part of the completion of salah, inshallah. صلي على سيدنا محمد. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنذر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هو الله، هو الله، هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، عالم الغيب والشهادة، هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله، هو الله، هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله، سبحان الله، سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله، هو الله، هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور، له الأسماء يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض، وهو العزيز الحكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم، الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة وهداية لنا، إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام، ومنك السلام، وإليك يعود السلام، فحينا ربنا بالسلام، وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة
إلا بالله العلي العظيم وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
مقبول إن شاء الله حسبنا الله.
Thank you.